Zakta Mishnah Baita Masechtas Bava Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Our Tana is going to talk about a case over here where a person is standing in one rishos and causes damage in a different rishos. Hamavakeya, someone is chopping wood, b'rishos hayachid, let's say in his backyard, v'hizik, and he does damage to a person, b'rishos harabim, who's walking on the street. Let's say as I'm chopping, a piece of wood goes flying, or maybe the iron part of my axe cracked off and went flying into the rishos harabim, and somebody was hurt. So hamavakeya, this person was chopping wood b'rishos hayachid v'hizik, but he did damage b'rishos harabim. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, b'rishos harabim, he was chopping wood in b'rishos harabim, a place where he had no rishos to chop wood. V'hizik, and he hurt someone b'rishos hayachid. Here too, a piece of wood flew into someone's yard. Or b'rishos hayachid, this person was chopping wood in one backyard v'hizik b'rishos hayachid achid. And a piece of wood went flying, hurting someone in a different backyard or front yard. The din is chayiv. In all three cases, he's chayiv. Now, the Gemara explains why we need three cases. In the first case, where he's chopping in the Rishus HaYachar and it goes flying into the Rishus HaRabim, so we say, didn't you realize it can go into the street? People are walking on the street. But in the second and third cases, where the damage was done in the Rishus HaYachar, maybe this person will try to for himself, I didn't know anybody was in that yard. I thought it was empty. Now, if we only had the second case, where he was chopping in the Rishus HaRabim and it did damage in the Rishus HaYachid, I would say, maybe over here he's chayiv, because lamaisa, he had no right to chop wood in the Rishus HaRabim. But in the first and third cases, where he was chopping in his own yard, where he had a right to do it, maybe he's not chayiv. If I only had the first two cases, I would have said, well, over here, one thing was for sure wrong. You should have known there are people on the street, or you were chopping on the street where you had no right to chop. But maybe if he was chopping wood in his own backyard, where he had a right to chop, and it flew into the Rishus HaYachid, where maybe he would have thought nobody is there, maybe with two things going his way, he wouldn't be chayiv, so therefore the Mishnah has to make it very clear. In all of these three cases, he is chayiv. And we really already learned the reason why. Adam is muyat li'oila. Unless it's an oynes gomer, and this is not considered an oynes gomer.